Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Heroin in Irvin Welsh's Trainspotting was like Chardonnay in Bridget Jones' Diary, a recreational substance, a subculture, a passepartout to life as it was lived in Britain in the 1990s. It's a book that sold over a million copies in the UK alone, and the Sunday Times called Welsh the best thing that has happened to British writing for decades. Another rather extravagantly declared the book deserves to sell more copies than the Bible. With 7 novels and 4 books of short stories to his name, including the latest collection, Reheated Cabbage, he's one of our most celebrated contemporary novelists. But what would he choose for his Inheritance Tracks?
The song I would inherit is She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah by the Beatles.
She loves you, yeah.
My mum and dad used to dance to the Beatles and Elvis all the time in the house, and they used to put me up on top of the wardrobe as a toddler. They put me up on top of the sideboard so I could dance at roughly the same level as them. It kind of made me feel part of things, and I would kind of sing along with them to She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It's probably the first song that I remember hearing growing. Obviously, you're a kid that's quite high, but I always felt that no harm would befall me because mum and dad were there. But when I think about it now, they'd probably be half pissed at the time, so probably, you know, I did stand a good chance of falling off and sort of breaking a leg or something like that. But it never felt that way at the time. It felt very kind of safe. I think my mum was a very good dancer. Like, you know, I think she was a kind of very much a dancehall blasé. I think the old man was a bit more of a singer, but he liked to bop as well.
You know you should be glad.
Family parties, you know, Christmas and New Year, kind of birthdays, and all these kind of celebrations. We used to do that spin the bottle thing where you spun the bottle, everybody would have to sing, and they all had their different songs. My Uncle Willie had a song called Sockton Hotel, which was about being taken to Sockton Prison in Edinburgh. And it was all kind of like country and western stuff. Like, my cousin Libby used to sing They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, Manty Celia did Three Coins in a Fountain. You know, you knew everybody's song. You know, it's like every single party they sang the same song, but they always did it. You'd always get up there and encourage them, and they would always sing the song.
Why come her to do? Apologize to her.
Yeah, very happy childhood, but I kind of ran away a lot, which would seem to indicate something else. But I remember when I was about 5 years old, I ran away for the first time, and myself and my pal Keith had climbed on the back of this double-decker bus, and we got it right into the centre of town, and it was a big adventure, and then we burst into tears because we were lost and we couldn't find our way home, and the police came, got us, took us back to our mothers, who were going crazy. You know, we were just playing in the back garden 1 minute, and then we climbed out and we'd vanished. And I was one of these kids that was always kind of climbing stuff and wanting to go places and look at things and sort of turn over stones and try to put fingers in holes in walls and stuff like that and lick things, and, you know, and quite into my own little world as well in a lot of ways. So I probably had these early tools to be a writer in some way. It's probably indicative of that kind of life.
With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's so many songs I love, and I'd love to pass on to different people and let them sort of know all about it. But I'm going to be a bit left field and silly here and say Half Man, Half Biscuits, Joy Division, Oven Gloves. I just like the idea of having Joy Division oven gloves. Obviously, they don't actually exist, but the guy sings about the Joy Division oven gloves, and you can do anything with them, you can go anywhere with them. And you would, if you had a pair of Joy Division oven gloves, you just want to go everywhere and show them off to everybody. I really like Half Man, Half Biscuit as a band, and I like their humour, and they've been called the greatest English folk band since The Clash, and they probably are in some ways. The humour is fantastic. It's very kind of northwest sort of England dry humour that you kind of see in Frank Sidebottom and all that sort of stuff.
I've been here and I've been there.
that musical genre, punk, to survive, I mean, it's like, it just has to morph into humour, because the music itself in punk rock, I mean, once you've got past the first couple of years of the exhilaration when it kind of hit, the music itself is pretty crap. So I think that the way that it kind of rescues itself is through that kind of comedic charm that they bring to it. I just wear them everywhere. I wear them at the football. It would have been great if at Michael Jackson's funeral, instead of wearing the one glove, if all the brothers had Joy Division oven gloves and held them up. Image Adhibition Oven Gloves. They find out about Joy Division, who were one of the greatest bands ever to come out of Manchester in the northwest of England, one of the greatest bands to come out of Britain. From that, they would kind of learn about the whole Manchester scene and Tony Wilson, and, you know, they'd learn about Half Man, Half Biscuit, and they'd learn about sort of Liverpool and the Beatles, and they'd learn about, you know, that area to me is where the crux of all the really great music in Britain has come from. It'd be a great and fun subversive way for them to do that too. What are Joy Division oven gloves? And where can we get those? I mean, I just love the idea of future generations of people trawling eBay trying to find Joy Division oven gloves. They should make them. They should make Joy Division oven gloves. I've got a pair of Joy Division oven gloves for you here.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.